today. So thank you. Let's go, Raj. Thank you, buddy. Two most powerful words that you can say to people are what? Say it with me. Two most powerful words. You might not agree with me on that, but I don't give a hoot. I mean, you're a big writer. I think they're pretty important, don't you? Now, you grew up in West Virginia, didn't you? Would you get popped upside the head, too? Good! Love that. Thank you. Thank you. Very, very important. Very important. It's the expression of gratitude. If you look in your little Webster's dictionary, that's what it'll say. Thank you is the what? Say it with me. It's the what? Okay, so it's expressing gratitude. It's also, say that with me, the what? The appreciation of kindness. The expression of gratitude, and it's the appreciation of kindness that somebody has showed to you. So therefore, we say what? Thank you. Good job, church. Also, thank you is personal. When you say thank you, it's personal. You hear me? My brother Terry, I hope he'll come back and be with us soon. He's been so busy, and I don't know if we're ever going to get him back, but we're going to try. Amen. But the point is, it bothers my brother. I'm out with him sometimes, and it bothers him. I mean, he gets bothered by it. When you say thank you to them, they just go, no problem. I mean, he just bothers him. It doesn't sound right to him. He wants folks to, you know, respond with you're welcome. You know what I mean? To say that thank you. And that's normally what people say, but we are living in a generation today, a new culture coming up where it's instead of you're welcome, it's no problem. Amen? Next week I got a special message on that, just on that subject right there. But these two words, thank you. Let's get started with this one first. Thank you. Thank you must be directed at somebody. So it's got to be personal. And it's my message. It has to be directed at somebody. Amen or oh me. Thank you. Start noticing when you say it. How people respond. How they'll light up. Some, and not all of them do. But most of them light up when you say thank you. I was in surgery. Getting my back cut on. At like 6 a.m. in the morning. I'd been prepped and everything. I'm laying there in this cold room. They ain't put me to sleep yet. And I'm laying in there and all these people going around. Here comes, you know, everybody's there. Then the doctor walks in. I know it's about showtime. Gonna cut my back open. Put rods in my back. Man, I know there's a lot of mess in there that could get screwed up. Amen? And I thanked them. Before they put me to sleep, I thanked them. Thank you for serving. Thank you for helping me this morning. I've been in so much pain. Thank you all for getting up today and doing what you're doing. I just want you to know I appreciate it. They got tears in their eyes. Are you kidding me? And she actually said, not many people say that. That's sad. Yes or no? Amen. Are you thankful for doctors in this country? Let's make some noise. And some nurses. Are you thankful? I hope you're not one of the people that gripe about our health care in this country. Did you hear me? Yes or no? I just hope you're not. Try to live somewhere else. It's a nice little slogan. They got better health care than we. Won't you move there then? Excuse me. I don't think it's nice. You hear me? Yes or no? People go to school, give their life, serve like a dog. Some of them work 12 hours a day, 16 hours a day. To keep us healthy. Isn't that crazy? Let's do it again. Let's thank the Lord. Come on, we ought to thank Him today. We got a lot of them in our church, by the way. Amen. Come on, we appreciate you. Come on. There's one right over there. You worked out. Did you work last night? That's why you're slumping in your seat, ain't it? Don't you go to sleep on me, but you're about the only one that gets to go to sleep. You're it, because you worked all night on people. Good. Let's just see what the Bible says. Jesus, as He entered a certain village, there met Him 10 men that were lepers. That means they had this disease where their flesh is rotting off their bones. That's a pretty bad disease, I'd call it. How about you? Amen, say. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus! They'd probably heard He'd been healing folks. Master, have mercy on us! And when He saw them, He said unto them, go show yourselves to the priest, because they were on the outside of town. That's where they lived, in a leper colony. It came to pass, so go show yourselves to the priest. It came to pass as they went, say it with me, they were what? They were cleansed. One of the saddest verses in the Bible to me. This might be where thank you came from. Maybe back down through the centuries and generations, people read this in the Bible and said, we're not going to live like this. Look at it. And one of them, say one of them. One more time. One of the ten, when he saw he was healed, he was cleansed, his arms and legs were not all nasty. He turned back, and with a loud voice, he what? He glorified God. He fell down on his face at Jesus' feet, say it with me, and gave him what? Gave him what? For he was a Samaritan. That's in your Bible for a reason. These were half-breeds. These were people that were looked down on. See, you sort of expect the educated and the religious to say thank you, right? No. We all, doesn't matter who we are, don't make excuses why we were raised a certain way or we got a certain income. I'd be thankful if I had $1 million in the bank. That's not going to fly with God. Amen. No matter who you are, you need to say thank you. So only one said thank you. And Jesus had a problem with it. Here he is. He said, were there not how many? So where are the what? There was 10, so where's the 9? I don't want to be in that crowd. Say that with me. I don't want to be in that crowd. The ingrates, the unthankful. I don't think it gets on your nerves that we thank God every week that we live in America, but if it gets on your nerves, you're going to have to get over it. Better yet, get on board. Amen. Say, get on board, baby. Thank God we have this great country. Amen. I don't want to be with those that are saying, I don't want to live in this country anymore. Last time I checked, there's still jets going other places. People run their mouth but never do what they say they're going to do. Amen. Say. Because at the end of the day, we are blessed, aren't we? Yes or no? We're blessed. I'm taking too long. They're not found that return to give glory to God. Save this who? That's who I want to be. I want to be that stranger. I want to be that guy in Englewood, Florida. I hope you want to be that guy, that gal, that young person in Englewood, Florida. That's going to be me. I'm going to say thank you. Amen. Say. No matter what it is, I want to work harder at thanking whoever for whatever. Amen. Say. I don't know what happens in age. If when we get older, I'm sure it happens, you're more irritable. It's life, because here I am that way now. I'm getting there. God help me when I'm 80. But anyway, the point is that, boy, we really have to work on this, guys. Amen. Yes or no? Amen. Work on this. Thank you. Not everybody says it, but everybody should. Amen. We're talking about Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's coming up. And I could talk about Thanksgiving. We've got messages on Thanksgiving, the history. You can get them out back or you can go online, check them out. But today I want to keep it real simple. Thank you. Thank you is one of the first things you teach a child to say. Yes or no? Amen. What do you say? Nothing's not going to fly. Thank you. And you teach them to say thank you to who? We got a dog. We didn't teach the kids to say thank you to the dog. Because I don't like the dog, okay? You can have my dog. You won't like him either. I'm going to tell you that right now. But we teach kids to say thank you to who? To people. People matter. People don't have to do for you. I gave them money. You know what? They really don't. In this country, if you don't want to work, that sent to you. I ain't crazy about that, but that's another story. But people that work, man, I mean, that's a blessing that they're working. Amen. And they're doing for you. It's a blessing. It ain't like, well, they owe it to me because I gave them the money. Not really. Amen. Just a different way to look at it. God gave me the money to give to those people who did that for me. It was all about Him. Amen. Say. Just a different way to look at life. Why don't we say it to people, thank you? Why don't we work real hard to do this all the time? Well, number one, because we're self-centered. Say that with me. Here's the reason. I wrote it in my office this week. Here we go. Number one, because we're what? Now, I wrote down these points years ago, but boy, I started thinking about them again and putting scripture and looking at the scriptures. The Bible says men shall be lovers of their own what? Selves. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Wait, there's our word. What? And unholy. Don't tell me how holy you are, how much Bible you know, how many scriptures you know if you're an ingrate. Because obviously they ain't working. Amen. Say. If a child can get thank you, you should be getting thank you. You should be getting thank you inside of you. That should be part of on your elementary level of Christianity. Amen. Yes or no? That should be right down here. Well, I know all this. Well, wait, we got to get you back down on that bottom rung of that ladder. And right there, let's learn to say that to people. Everybody. Everybody you come in contact with. I'm not saying going out, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Don't be a nut. But there's all kinds of opportunities to say thank you. Amen. Come on. John said it this way. John said, I am self-centered. That's what John was saying here. So Jesus must what? Increase, and I must what? Decrease. This is good for me. It's good for me to humble myself and do like the Lord would do. This is awesome for me to say thank you. So we don't do it because we're self-centered. Number two, we don't say thank you. Say it with me. Because we're what? We're not what? We're not content. Yeah, but they didn't give me what I wanted. So I gave them a piece of my mind. Somebody's going to hit you one day. I'll sue them. Why don't you just say thank you? How about that? Amen. Say. Come on. A soft answer turns away wrath. Amen. Even if it's something you're going through, it ain't the best service maybe you could have got, I still strongly encourage you to say what? You don't have to go back there. But while you're there, you're still responsible for a testimony for the Lord and for doing right. Amen or oh me. You mean I should say thank you even when I'm not satisfied? You know what? I'd prefer doing that. I still prefer doing that. People ain't perfect. You don't know what the waitress went through last night with her husband or whoever. You just don't know. Amen. Or the girl at Publix or wherever they are. Amen. I couldn't work at the DMV either and have a good attitude. Can you see doing that all day? Say. Yes, and especially in this town. Where you got to repeat everything five times. I said, give me your car. Yeah. These people must be just livid when they go home by the end of the day. Amen. Come on. Say thank you to them. Amen. Say. Come on. Thank you. We're not content. The Bible says godliness with what? Contentment is great what? Boy, you want to get ahead? Be content. Be content with the things that God's given you. Give Him all the credit. We brought nothing into this world. I know a lot of you think you did, but you didn't. You came in naked and crying. And it's certain we're going to carry nothing out. You're going to be dead and cold. Excuse me. Boy, it's really important. Do you know the Lord? When it comes your time, do you know the Lord? Wonder if you'll say thank you then. Wonder if you'll say thank you then when you've got cancer and finally it's your last breath. And you just think of stepping on shore and finding it heaven. Wow! Thank you! Amen. Woo! We ought to learn to say it here. Amen. Come on. We'll say it then. If we know the Lord, I hope you do. The Bible says, having food and what? Clothes. Let us be what? How many got way more than you ever need? Let me see your hands. You got way more. How many right now you trying to get rid of mess? Let me see some hands. My hand's up. Look at us half hands. That's crazy, isn't it? How many grew up well with hardly nothing? Let me see some hands. You can grow up with a lot. Amen. Look at that. Hadn't God blessed the snot out of us? Amen. Yeah, praise the Lord. We ought to. Come on. Come on. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But they that'll be rich. That doesn't mean just filthy rich. If that's your head, your attitude, they're going to fall into temptation and a snare. That temptation might be becoming an ingrate, thinking people owe you something. I don't know what that snare could be. And into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. Wonder how many people have a lot, but their family is a wreck. Yes or no? Amen. I mean, they got this and they got that. But what they don't have is love and kindness in their family. And if you dial down deep inside of them, I bet they'd give it all to have what that feels like. Amen. It's a big deal here, thank you. The love of money is the root of all evil, which some coveted after they have erred from the faith. They pierced themselves through with many what? Shot holes in themselves. They're leaking. Amen. They're not living. They're just draining life out of them with much sorrow. But thou, O man of God, say it with me. Flee these things. Follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. I mean, that's something we have to do as far as being grateful. Fight that fight. Fight that fight of being selfish. Fight that fight of being discontent. Fight that fight. You hear me, yes or no? Not fight somebody else. Fight yourself. Whereunto you are called, and you professed a good profession before many witnesses. Listen, you do this, and this will be a blessing to many people out there. It's a fight worth fighting. Gratitude. Philippians, not that I speak in respect of want, Paul writing, for I've learned, say it with me, in whatsoever what, therewith to be content. A lot of people move to this state, Florida, never content. What's the Bible say? It's good for you, no others. Watch it. Pop it back up. Throw it back up there. Say that last part with me. In whatsoever state I am in, be content. Did you hear me? I'm serious. Think about that. When they don't do it the way we do it. Have you ever thought we might do that on purpose? We're to be content. You cannot be salt and light in our world if people know there goes a discontented, grumbling person, a complainer. But he loves Jesus. I don't think so. Amen. Keep looking. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I've learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be what? Abased. I know how to do what? Abound everywhere and in all things. I'm instructed both to be what? Full and hungry. Both to abound and suffer need. Do I say thank you just when everything's good? No, I say thank you. I want to be grateful. And here's this incredible verse. We quote it all the time. But it's really talking about life. It's talking about life's ups and downs. The hard things of life. Say it with me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can be this person. I can be a grateful person. Keep looking. We're rolling here. Number three, why don't we say thank you? Well, we're self-centered. Number two, we're not content. And number three, boy, this is a big one. Because we want what? I'm the man. You didn't do it like I wanted it done. Amen. We try to set people straight. Crazy. Instead of being the salt and light that we're supposed to be. Amen. I'm not saying I've got this down perfect. I don't. I'm not saying when something's not done right, like on your automobile, and you've just spent $1,000, and they didn't get it right. I'm not saying that you go, well, thank you. I'm not saying that you don't. I still want to have that thankful attitude. It does not mean that you can't question people. It does not mean that you can't get it done right. But the idea that you're always right or you've got to have control is not a good thing. One of the number one things that I counsel when I counsel in marriage is this. Women, generally women, but men can do it too. Men can struggle with this and see me as well, but mostly women. they struggle in their marriage because the man wants what? Wants control. Say it with me. The man wants what? Well, he is the head of the house. He was never supposed to control you. Yes or no? Tell you when you can talk. Tell you when you can go and when you can't go. That is craziness. Are you hearing me? Say. That's nuts. That's not a relationship. That's a mess. It's not a good thing to always have to have what? And I have to work at this with Kim. When I met Kim, we married. Kim didn't have anything. She's on food stamps. She was struggling to get by. God's always blessed me as being a doer and getting ahead and making and picking up stuff by the road, whatever it is. I can get ahead, and I can get ahead quick. Amen. But you know what? I have to watch it. I didn't have the same circumstances Kim had. I didn't go through the same things Kim went through. I'm not Kim's dad. I'm her husband. Did you hear me say? And there's an age difference of 11 years between us. It's easy for me to do that. Did you hear me? I know you're blank lights, but this is important. Kim's not under my control. Did you hear me? Yes or no? So me preaching up here, I have to do that as well. I know that's a little bit different off the subject of thank you, but we do it because we want control. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not what? Fulfill the lust of the flesh. The flesh lusts against the Spirit against the flesh. These are contrary to the one another, so that you can't do the things that you would. It's not right to be an ingrate. It's not right to always have to be in control, guys. Ladies as well. Because there's some ladies, too, that rule the roost, I'm telling you. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us what? Walk in the Spirit. Don't be self-centered. Don't be discontent. Don't always have to have the control. I hope I haven't lost you with this last point. Let us not be desirous of vain glory. It's about me. Didn't you know that I'm in control? Look at me. To the little lady there waiting on you at Publix. I'm sorry I didn't put your bread in the right bag. Just be observant around your town and you'll see the nasty way people talk to people. I could be a bouncer of Englewood. I could, man. Man, it really bothers me when people just really abuse the people that work at McDonald's. That's where I eat in the morning. I don't like people coming up and screwing up my nice, peaceful thing I got going there. I like these people. Amen. Say. And I've had to jump on a couple of them. This bothers me. It'll bother me big time if that happens here at Fellowship Church, where you jump on somebody and you give them a piece of your mind. Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. Gary Clark's going to be right behind giving you a piece of mind. People matter here. Did you hear me today? Yeah, thank the Lord. Come on, people matter here. People matter here. I know that's strong, but somebody's got to say it. It may as well be me. Amen. So let's don't be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Why are we so ungrateful to somebody? Why are we doing what we're doing? We got to have control. You're provoking that person. You're provoking them to say something so you can get their supervisor. Well, if you'd have kept your mouth shut, maybe you wouldn't have had to get the supervisor. Amen. Say. Or pick another store. Remember, the greater good is Jesus. Okay? So why don't we say thank you like we should? And this is all of us, guys. I'm in this list. I wrote this. I'm not up here saying, oh, look at me. I'm the greatest. I struggle with this sometimes. I don't do it because I'm self-centered at times. I don't do it because I'm not content. I don't do it because I want control of that situation. Amen. And probably I don't do it because I'm irritable or tired or wore out or have some kind of aches and pain. That's still no excuse. Amen. Walk in the Spirit. So you don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Self-centeredness leads to this. Here's what happens if you do that. I'm going to just tell you straight up. Thank you is the most powerful thing you can say to somebody. It can help you in your life. Watch it, because it'll help you with self-centeredness. Self-centeredness leads to what? I'm going to tell you right now. Why don't people get along with you? Because you're self-centered, Jack. It leads to conflict. It's called math. Self-centered plus you and somebody else equals conflict. Discontentment leads to what? Complaining. I don't know why I complain. Well, I can tell you why you complain. Because you ain't content. Just check it out. Complaining. It ain't good enough. Didn't do it like I would have done it. So what? Amen. Number three, what does controlling lead to? Coldness. You wonder why your marriage is cold? Try to just keep controlling that thing. Just keep controlling it and see if the other party doesn't just shrivel up and die. Did you hear me, yes or no? Cold, man. Why are you so cold? Because you treat me like a kid, like a child. That's what will happen. Amen or oh me. Y'all live or not? I thought this was going to be a nice message today. It's good for us. So here's what I got when I'm not thankful. Conflict, complaining, and cold. Do you want that? Say, Happy Thanksgiving. But I made you a turkey. Keep your turkey, baby. I'd rather have you kind. And we have some pork and beans. But at least we got love. And we got peace in the house. Amen. Bible has a lot to say about this. So the two most powerful words that you can say to people are thank you. And I'm not just talking about people outside. Your house, man. Your house. Your house. Your house. Start there with your house. Your children. The most effective way, though, here's the kicker right here, and I'm going to just try to make it through a few. Roger, we're doing pretty good. I'm going to see what I can do. You don't believe it, do you? You're funny. The most effective way you can communicate or share your faith. What? The most effective way I can share my faith is by expressing gratitude? I thought it was giving people a gospel tract. I thought it was like, if you die today, do you know you'll go to heaven? I thought if I'll get them to church, Gary will get them saved. Thought that was it. Bumper sticker will do it. Hey, I'm for all of that. But the number one way you will get to people and you'll get through to them and share your faith with them is by saying thank you. I want you to see it. I want you to see what I found years ago in the Bible. Here we go, right here. Now, it sounds a little bit, if you're not careful, it'll be tough. That the communication of your faith may become effective by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. That the communication of your faith may become effective or effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you because of who? Now, this is a great verse, can change your life verse. Let's break it down. Let's just look at it right here. Watch this. The more I understand how blessed I am because of Jesus, the more effectively I can share Him with others. The more I understand how blessed I am because of Jesus, the more effectively I can share Him with others. And the most effective way I can communicate or share my faith is by expressing what? Now, guys, they don't have to know it when you get your groceries. They don't have to know. Thank you, ma'am, for giving me my groceries today because it was Jesus who really gave me the groceries. But you helped Jesus give me the groceries, so I'm thankful for you giving me the groceries. You don't have to say all that. How about just say thank you and hush up right there? How about that? You know it. You know it. You know it. Even if they got the order wrong and bring it to your table and it ain't just what it was, you know that that's still some pretty good food they brought you right there. And you don't have to give them a piece of your mind, because you're going to screw up the effective communicating that you can do of your faith for Jesus. Did I lose you on that? I'm not saying you can't say, I wanted the steak medium rare, ma'am, and it's like, it's really well done. But you don't have to say, you screwed up the order. How deaf are you? I said medium rare, not burnt to a crisp. Hello? Oh, by the way, will you go to church with me on Sunday? We wonder why the church is like the church is today. It's because we want to live our life in the lust of the flesh without the Spirit of the living God flowing through us and helping us with the things in life that cause us some concern. But you can still rise above that. And thank you is the two most powerful words that you can. Aren't you glad that God gave us those two words? Thank you. Say them with me. Thank you. One more time. Thank you. One more time. For many of you that cuss like a dog like I used to, these are great words to replace that. Amen. It's amazing. Thank you. Now, generally, I want you to be sincere, but even if you have to not be sincere and keep your mouth shut, say thank you anyway. How about that? Amen. Say. And deal with you when you get out. When people see in me and they hear from me a spirit of what? I'm communicating what to them? In the most what? Most effective way possible. This is crazy. But I don't know how to witness for Jesus. Let's practice real quick. 1, 2, 3. You pass. Stop your belly aching, your complaining that you don't know how to talk for Jesus. Listen, when you let that light shine that you're grateful, and I think it might even shine brighter when they've screwed up or when they're all flustered, and you say, thank you, doll. Thank you for that. You did a good job. You never know what they're going through. And as you say thank you, who knows, it might open up a door to communicating something else. Amen. Good stuff. What do you think? True, ain't it? Now we knew why Mama said it, right? And Grandma. The most important thing on this earth that I can be thankful for, said this. This is my daughter gave this to me. My daughter said this. She probably doesn't even remember. She's away today. The most important thing on this earth that I can be thankful for are the people that God has put into my life and into my path. Amen. Me and her both say that. That's the most important thing. Not my tacos. I wanted them crunchy, not soft. But when you're like me, sort of a pig, you'll eat it anyway. This fat thing has some advantages going. I'm telling you that right now. Now, I got my favorite ice cream. But any ice cream's better than no ice cream. Amen. Say. Come on. The most important thing I can be thankful for in my life are the people that God has put into my path. You are part of what I'm thankful for. Who gets to do what I do? Get up here and rant and rave? And talk for Jesus and be myself. You know why I can be myself? Because I think you appreciate me. And I can communicate because you've communicated to me. Gary, just tell us like it is. Just tell us the truth. And I get to be me. I'm not high and uppity, flowery. I get to be Gary from Rockingham. You know, other people deserve that out of us, don't they? Say, not just the pastor. Other people deserve that. You don't know the screw-ups I make. You don't see the times I get ill at home. A lot of you are more spiritual than I am. I appreciate you forgiving me. You hear me, yes or no? I appreciate that I don't have to be perfect, because I can't. Amen? Not making excuses. I just know me. Amen? Give other people the same shake you give the preacher. How about that? Why should I have you in my life? Because I'm what? Thank you. Anyone who ever does anything for me does it because I am what? mean if they got the order wrong, I mean, that was still a blessing of God? Well, it depends on how you want to take it. I'd rather receive it as a blessing from God. I had to sit and wait an extra 30 minutes, you might say, for my meal. Well, you could be dead. In those 30 minutes, you could have run across the highway and got hit by a car. There's a lot of things you could be. How about instead of thinking that way, try to be thankful? Amen. This is some exercise, baby. This is how I have to do. Say thank you to people. Say thank you to people. That's the message today. Please, 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 please. This is the Pastor Fellowship Church asking you to say thank you to people. Please, please, please say thank you to people. I don't want to pastor a church of ingrates, and I don't. But I think this is part of the reason why I don't. Because we give messages like this that are plain Jane, straight up English. Amen. Say. Got it? Yes or no? Based on the Word of God, this is how we're supposed to be. It doesn't matter where you came from or how you thought you get to act. You don't get to act this way. This is the right way. Amen. Say. It's showing them what? When I say thank you, it's showing them what? You might not have thought it that way so much. I know, buddy, you're in finance. You cross, people come to you all day, don't they? You just can't sit there and go, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Can you? That's craziness. You'll lose your job. And plus, you'd be a nut. But that big smile you got behind that big body to say thank you, it can melt anxiety, can't it? When you're in finance, people are flustered, aren't they? But to be able to say, you know, and just the little things, thank you, it makes the day, doesn't it? See? And that's right there. How long have you been doing what you're doing? 30 years. I think he's probably good at it. Thank the Lord for him. Come on, thank the Lord. That's good stuff. You're probably good at it. I think if you're berating people and you didn't sign right, what are you doing? I don't think you'd be doing that job, do you? Good stuff, man. It's effectively communicating what to people? When I say thank you, I can't just go up to the little girl there at the, you know, the Publix, the first time I've seen her, I love you. She's going to go, wow, he's handsome. But no, I'm sorry, but no. I got to watch it, okay? I got to watch it. Thank you is communicating love, isn't it? Think of it. I just want to thank the Lord for people. Say that with me. I just want to thank the Lord for people. They matter so much. You have people in your life when you go to your stores or things that you do, they sort of try to jump in front of the other person to wait on you. Why are they doing that? Because you've made a difference in their life. Amen. You've touched them, man. God created people in His image and His likeness. Genesis says that. Let us make man our image. And so God did in His image and His likeness. God gave His only begotten Son because He loved people. But we're upset because our fries are too crunchy. Give them to me. I love crunchy fries. You understand or not? God gave His Son for people. If people matter to God so much that He gave Jesus, people ought to matter enough to us that we keep our mouth shut and be controlled by the Spirit and effectively communicate kindness even when sometimes it's difficult. Amen. Now, how many would say most of the times it ain't difficult to say thank you? Let me see some hands. Most of the times it ain't difficult, is it? It's not difficult. We're not asking you to do something that's difficult all the time, but those times it are. Think about that verse. It's the most effective way that I can communicate that I'm blessed of Jesus when I'm expressing gratitude to someone. Amen? People matter so much. God gave His Son for them. He gave Him for you. The very best way I can communicate God's love to people is by expressing what? Gratitude, and by sharing what? Thank you. I'm driving this engine home. Thank you for what you do for me. I appreciate it. Thank you. You know, as I get older, and I'm not old, but things happen. They tell me when you turn 50, well, I started in my 40s with problems. probably in my 30s with back issues. And back issues are bad, and they have a way of making life rough. I had one doctor say he saw me with my wife, and he couldn't believe that I had the good relationship with my wife because of the pain. Pain can make us crabby. Amen. But that's no excuse. I have to dig deeper then. Amen. Yes or no? Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I have no excuse, regardless of how I'm feeling, to jump down somebody's throat. Have I done it? Absolutely I have. Am I wrong? Absolutely I am. Did you hear me today? This is for me today. I want to have a great Thanksgiving season. This is the best way I can help you do that as well. Amen? I am blessed because of you. I think you can say that to people sometime. Amen. Yes or no? I'm not saying just say thank you. As the Lord allows, you can say it. You can know how to do it. But start with thank you before you go into the too much heavy spiritual stuff on them. How about that? Amen. Say. Saying thank you usually does what? It evokes a certain two-word response back. You're welcome. I think that's why my brother Terry has a problem when people say no problem. He wants to get inside of them. And that's what thank you will let you do to people. When you say thank you, they'll say you're welcome into their heart. Did you see that? How many of you really don't know somebody that serves you? And I'm going to hush with this. You don't know somebody very well that serves you. It could be at Auto Place. It could be at Walmart. It could be at a Publix. It could be wherever. Maybe your little community you live in. You don't know them that well, but they sort of act like they know you pretty well. Let me see some hands. They act like they, and you feel like you know them pretty well, even though you don't. Most likely that's because you've been kind to them. Yes or no? Amen. And they've been kind to you. And all of a sudden, there's something going on in the heart right there, isn't it? Well, the key that unlocks that is thank you. Did you get the message today? Let's thank the Lord for His Word. We're done! Boom! When I say thank you, people roll.